friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Autumn and Delaney. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And do you know what makes stories so much more fun? Yeah, with a friend! So right now, think of a friend that you could share this story with, because stories and pretty much almost everything is more fun with a friend. Well, if you share this story with a friend, it would make me super duper happy. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Here it comes, shouted Autumn as she threw a frisbee right to her friend Delaney. Yeah, I got it! Wow, great catch, Delaney, said Autumn. Here it comes. Delaney was throwing it back. They were playing frisbee outside at a park, and they were surrounded by some beautiful trees, and it was a beautiful day, and they were having a lot of fun. Well, until something terrible happened. Here comes Autumn, shouted Delaney. She threw the frisbee as hard as she could to make it all the way to Autumn, and a big gust of wind came by and blew the frisbee right into a tree. Oh no! Shouted Delaney and Autumn at the same time. How are we gonna get it? It's way up there. The frisbee had landed on some branches high up in a tree. But don't worry, Autumn and Delaney were both excellent tree climbers. Hey, Autumn, let's just climb it and let's grab it. I bet we could do it if we work together. Okay. Autumn and Delaney both worked together to climb up the tree. It was pretty high, but they were very brave. All right, I can almost reach it. There! Autumn reached out and grabbed onto it. And Delaney said, wait, hold on. What is that? Delaney was pointing to some very sparkly looking something. I don't know, said Autumn. They reached their hands over, and it looked like a big pile of glitter that had been poured in this little crevice of the tree branch. It definitely looked like someone put this here. As Autumn and Delaney both touched the glitter, something crazy happened. Whoa, did you feel that? Whoa, it just, my, whew, I feel like I'm breathing differently and I got tingly all over.
Did you touch that?
What was that sound? Autumn and Delaney both heard a sound, a strange sound.
Don't touch that!
Who's there? Said Delaney.
It's me, the fairy!
Autumn and Delaney couldn't believe their eyes. There was a little fairy that was flying right over them. And she came down and landed right over that glitter. And she said,
this is fairy powder. It's what keeps us very small and, it looks like you're starting to shrink.
Autumn and Delaney were starting to shrink. Like, they were getting smaller and smaller. The fairy then told them that this glitter was some kind of magical fairy glitter, and that's what keeps them small. And,
if you don't get fixed by midnight, you're gonna turn into a fairy forever.
A fairy forever? Said Autumn. That sounds awesome! Autumn, are you sure about that? Said Delaney. Yeah, I've always wanted to be a fairy, and it can finally happen for real. Look! Autumn looked down at her fingers and her hands, and they were starting to shrink, getting smaller and smaller with every breath she took. Yeah, Autumn, that sounds great and all, but you do realize that it's a forever thing that fairy just said, and I kind of want to just be a person.
Oh, you're right. Forever is a long time, said Autumn.
All right, fairy, what do? We need to fix this. We don't want to become fairies.
That's what I thought, and that's why I was trying to stop you. But, okay, You're going to have to find the midnight chrysanthemum.
The midnight what?
The midnight chrysanthemum. It's a magical flower on Fairy Island.
The fairy started to tell Autumn and Delaney about this fairy island that they had heard legends about but didn't know it was a real place. But on this fairy island, there's a mountain. And on the top of the mountain, there's a bush, a plant called a midnight chrysanthemum. And it's some kind of magical flower that when you touch it, I guess it stops you from turning into a fairy.
And that's exactly what you gotta do. Here's some wings and good luck.
The fairy gave Autumn and Delaney wings. Whoa, that's cool. Autumn and Delaney tried out their wings, and sure enough, they worked beautifully. They could fly just like a real fairy. It's a good thing they weren't shrunken down to fairy size yet, but they were definitely headed in that direction, because at midnight tonight, they're going to be turned into a real fairy unless they find that midnight chrysanthemum. All right, Delaney, we gotta go, like, now.
Yeah, this is serious.
All right, do you know which way is Fairy Island?
Yeah,
Autumn started thinking. Yeah, I think it's west. Yeah, let's go. Autumn and Delaney started flying west towards where the ocean was, and sure enough, there was a big island off the coast.
That looks exactly like what the fairy said.
As they arrived on the mountain of the island, they had to climb all the way up the mountain to find that plant.
What was it called?
Autumn said. Delaney was trying to think. She closed her eyes and was poking her forehead, trying to get it to remember.
I think it was called the Midnight Christopher?
No, Christmas tree?
No, chrysanthemum! That's it!
Yes, alright, we gotta find the midnight chrysanthemum. Let's go. Autumn and Delaney kept hiking up the mountain, and at the very top of the mountain, they finally made it. The sun was starting to set. The day was almost over, and they were running out of time. They were now the size of a squirrel.
Oh no, Autumn, do you think it's too late? We're getting really small.
No, we can't give up. We're almost there. The smaller they got, the slower they were able to run, and they thought, okay, let's just fly there instead. Their wings were fairy wings, and they didn't go very fast, but it was a little faster than walking. Because when you're very, very small, you take very, very small steps. Autumn and Delaney made it all the way to where the midnight chrysanthemum was. It was a beautiful plant. It had purple flowers with this white and yellow glow to it. It was very pretty, but the sun was almost setting. It was almost nighttime, which means they would be fairies forever.
Quick, hurry, I think we just gotta touch it.
Autumn and Delaney stretched out their hands towards the flower and touched onto one of the petals. And instantly, they felt tingly again.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
And pretty soon, they turned back into people.
Yes! We did it, Delaney!
Woohoo! So glad to have my big feet again. Walking's gonna be so much faster. Autumn and Delaney, now they had to figure out a way to get back, but it's a good thing. They still had their wings. So they were able to fly back to the park where that magical tree was, and the fairy showed them how to turn off their wings. But now, I guess they have wings. So now they're still people, normal size, not fairy size. But Autumn and Delaney can now fly like a fairy. The end.
Great Great job. You listened all the way to the end. And you know what time it is. It's time for kid shout outs. I want to say hey to Janwee and Josh from Maryland, Theo and Charlie from Saskatchewan, Julianne from Montreal, Adele and Mateo from Washington, Arthur and Fiona from Vancouver, Canada, Nico from San Antonio, and Phoebe from New Zealand. I'm so glad that you are on our Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, my friends, you have a super duper day. And guess what? There are so many more stories. So I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.